the U.S. president sounded so sure about Iran's liberation.
I say tonight that the hour of your freedom is at hand.
That the war would be over quickly.
I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion.
But Donald Trump has discovered that Iranian freedom is not at hand.
They don't have guns, and the other ones have guns. Highly sophisticated machine guns.
It's the small observations that are revealing that the Iranian regime can still threaten the global economy.
Literally, a single terrorist can put something in the water or shoot something or shoot a missile.
Trump said he didn't need NATO's help, then asked for it, didn't get it, then declared he didn't need it, and never did.
Incoherent. I would describe Trump's approach to all of this as strategically incoherent.
This expert on U.S. foreign policy says Trump's objectives have swung from regime change to nuclear disarmament. He's not even sure who to talk to.
I don't know if they're ready yet. And we don't even know their leaders.
All of this suggests to me that nobody's on the same page and nobody really knows what the point of the war is or how it's going to end.
NATO allies, recently intimidated by Trump's threats and tariffs, are forcefully resisting him now. France would never take part, says President Emmanuel Macron, in an operation to unlock the Strait of Hormuz. For many, it all comes back to the same question. What is Trump's endgame?
We haven't been consulted and we don't really understand what are the objectives of this war.
It's no surprise, say experts, that neither the allies nor shipping companies want to risk Iranian attacks in the narrow strait.
They can exploit the geography of the Strait of Hormuz and use relatively unsophisticated weapons that are easy to hide and attack shipping almost whenever they want. So Iran really has the ability to protract this conflict pretty significantly.
So Trump finds himself in a war in which Iran will not surrender and America's usual partners will not take part.
This is what happens when the United States mistreats its allies. And what we're seeing over the last couple of days is that there's no international appetite to help Donald Trump out of this mess.
Trump's plan to win or end the war still sounds vague.
We'll be leaving in the near future. We'll be leaving in pretty much the very near future.
Eric Sorensen, Global News, Toronto.